This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Would you explain the difference between the Sunnis and the Shiites, those two divisions, and what where they came from and how they affect what the Muslims are today?
Okay. So after the death of the Prophet Muhammad, who was the leader of the community of the believers, said that who leads the community next? We had two groups. A community that said the next leader ought to be a person who's qualified to do so. These people came to be known as Sunnis. Sunni literally means tradition. And then there was another group of people who said, the person has to be qualified. In addition to that, they also have to be related. They have to be part of the genealogy of Muhammad. Yes, they have to be family members of the Prophet Muhammad. And these people came to be known as Shias. Now initially that was really the initial difference between the two groups. However, my own personal belief is that these differences were later on exploited for political purposes. And I believe that the worst marriage that takes place is between politics and religion. And when that marriage takes place, you can only have words that I don't want to know about the products of that. You know, when you have an illegal marriage like this, then the result is not a very good one. And what happens is that these differences were later on just made to be very great than what they really are, and they were just exploited. The majority of Muslims nowadays are actually Sunnis. About 80 to 85% of Muslims are Sunnis. Shias are a small minority, about 15%, mainly found in places like Iran, some in Pakistan, some in Afghanistan, in Kuwait, and in Iraq at this point. And sadly nowadays, there's just a lot of sectarian violence that is taking place between these Sunnis and Shias. Part of what I do is that I do mental health assessment for refugees. And a good number of these refugees coming from places like Iraq, I would see a husband and a wife, the husband is Sunni, the wife is Shia, or the wife is Sunni and the husband is Shia, and say that we have different kids who are married to Sunnis and Shias, our own parents are Sunnis and Shias, and they said, look man, we've lived in Iraq for all of our lives. We actually did not know who was who. It did not make any difference to us as who was who. We lived in a great deal of peace, but now this idea is so exploited for political gain. Even though it is religiously clothed, but they say that it's got nothing to do with religion, it's got everything to do with politics.